A new song by Luscious Jackson begins somewhere in New York City.
Lying awake in New York. Yeah, I'm chasing the light.
The narrator longs to be in California, though it becomes apparent a New Yorker like her really wouldn't fit in. California, we're told, is a land unfriendly to pedestrians, where an L.A. traffic light might give you 3 seconds to cross the street.
You do step off the curb, and then it changes to red. And you're just like, how can any human being cross the street that fast?
Gabby Glazer's lyric suggests her connection to New York, that city where people still do walk for miles or meet people on the sidewalk, the way the members of Luscious Jackson once did. The group known for the hit Naked Eye includes Gabby Glazer's bandmates Kate Schellenbach and Jill Kniff.
I think I met Gabby on a stoop on St. Mark's Place, and I believe Kate as well.
We were all about, 13, 14, and it was an amazing time as far as not only bands playing, but also the early rap scene and the breakdancing scene. It was all kind of colliding at the same time.
And in that mix, in the early 80s, they made connections that served them for years.
I remember meeting Adam Yauch of the Beastie Boys in front of the UK club at a Bad Brains show. There were probably 20 of us, all underage, running around to clubs.
Until they were playing in clubs and heard on the radio and produced on the Beastie Boys label. Their new album, Magic Hour, sounds like conversation with friends, like people killing time on a New York street, or maybe catcalling a passing guy.
Number One Bum is a song that Gabby and I wrote about man booty.
Luscious Jackson kept that lighthearted feel despite more than a decade off, a time of having kids and trying other careers before returning to their band.
We're in Brooklyn, and we're still making it work.
They financed Magic Hour with a pledge drive online. Their crowdfunding brought back a band born in the crowds of New York. Magic Hour by Luscious Jackson is out next week, and you can hear the album in its entirety now on our website, nprmusic.org.